opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I think maybe Bill O'Brien should get fired. He's lying about his relationship with Rick Smith. And I'm not saying that Rick Smith shouldn't be fired, because he probably should be too.
This game was so bad that I had my story written by halftime. I was all for let him play out his contract. What the hell's happened to this defense? They can't cover anybody. And they're badly out-schemed.
If they fire Bill O'Brien, they might as well fire Mike Vrabel at the same time.
Well, they need to.
I mean, because what was good? The offense? No. The defense? No. Nobody's good.
Can we talk a little bit about that Patriots-Steelers game?
It's a stupid, crappy rule, but as the rule is written, they got it right.
Yeah, they did.
And if you've got a problem, it shouldn't be with the officials that made the call. It should be with the rule itself. Even after that, they had some chances.
That was maybe the dumbest play call I've ever seen. And so, yeah, I don't feel sorry for him about the ball that wasn't a touchdown, because as the rule's written, it was pretty obvious that it wasn't a touchdown. His hand was on top of it.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. Lots of good stuff there. All available at podcastarena.com. And we welcome in our listeners on SportsMap 94.1. Welcome. Hope you're having a great Monday. Probably not, because the weather sucks. You're probably a Texans fan. But we're having a pretty good one here.
We're hanging in there.
713 says, happy birthday, Fred. Apparently we have the same birthday. Who drinks more tonight, me or you? Might need that grapefruit juice. I'll go with you.
How'd your run go?
We wound up not going because Val wasn't feeling well.
So I'm
having to redo everything now and get my training schedule back on track and do something different now. But it looks like we're going to do the MS-150 this year, so I got to start training for that too. So I'm kind of, I don't know what to do. I'm totally confused now. But I got a 10K on the first. So
I like how there are more people giving hangover cures than responding to anything else we've talked about in probably the last month.
Yeah.
Definitely more hangover cures than Texans' response today.
Well, I mean, what is there to say? I mean, we've said everything we could possibly say, and it doesn't help.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of normal. Like, you get more responses with the non-sports stuff than you do with Texans and other stuff.
Should we never do sports again?
No. You can't really.
I'd be okay with that.
Because you can't really gauge listenership on, like, Twitter, right? But you can, I mean, you can always engage on Twitter.
Interesting. So we had a SportsMap story that I posted this weekend on SportsMap.com.
All right.
The top five moments in Houston sports for 2017.
Man. Top five moments. Did they all come in the World Series?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
What else happened?
Well, quite a bit, actually.
Tom Savage benched at halftime of week one.
No, that wasn't one of them.
Are these the top five good moments?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tom Savage benched at halftime. No, here you go. Number five was hosting the Super Bowl. It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
And it came in fifth. Number four, and this is our buddy Disco that did this. Number four, drafting Deshaun Watson.
That's a good day. Notice none of these are things that are on the field for Houston teams.
Right, right. Number three, this one also not on the field, Chris Paul trade.
Drafting Deshaun Watson greater than Chris Paul trade.
I think so too, but you know, you can make a case. Number two, Justin Verlander trade.
You could argue that, it could be number one.
Well, it's hard for me to argue number one was Bregman's walk-off single in Game 5.
Okay.
Honorable mention, the last out of the World Series and the World Series parade.
Yeah.
I think you could put either one of those on there. But, I mean, I think the Game 5, especially the way that game ended, that was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So, that's all on Sports Map if you want to go check it out and then argue with it. You're welcome to. But that's how these things work, right? That's why we put lists on there. That's why we put numbers on them.
Did I tell you guys I was so mad at that game that I went to Target in the middle of the game?
In Game 5?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was a Kershaw game, right?
Yes.
I got so upset because they gave up. They had such a, you know, with the Dodgers were up 4. Was it 4-0? Was it 5-0? Something like that. And I got up and I just went to Target. And then while I was going back to my car, I checked the game, and that's when they tied the game, and then I rushed home.
Now, here's what I will, the moment that I think, when I was like, oh man, they're in good shape, was it, like, maybe my favorite moment of the World Series was Game 2, a game that I thought they were going to lose, and they went to the, like, I think it was the 11th or 12th inning, and then Springer hit the home run that put him ahead. And then, Cameron Maben got on base and then stole second, and then Springer hits a home run. And then the bottom of the 11th, Davinsky came back out, and it was, like, super shaky.
Yeah.
And, God, who was it? I want to say it was Justin Turner. I don't know who hit the home run for the Dodgers that inning. It was Charlie Culberson hit the home run, and then Yasiel Puig came up with no outs, and they had a one-run lead, and then they struck out Puig, and I was like, that was like a big moment. The Springer home run was big, but that Puig strikeout was big too. I thought that was the best game. Everybody says top five, or the Game 5 was the best one, but for me, that Game 2 was the best.
There were a lot of great games in that series, though.
Because Game 2 was the game, remember, that's where in the 10th inning, the Astros hit two home runs, and it looked like, oh, they're good. And then they weren't, because the Dodgers came right back, and Puig hit a home run that inning, and then I don't remember who it was. It was like Kiki Hernandez or someone got in the second run, and it went further into extra innings. But I loved that game. That was the best one, I thought.
Well, I remember everyone was saying that was one of the great World Series games until Game 5.
Right.
Yeah, and then we forgot all about it. A lot of people asking this, and I know that the rule can be kind of confusing. It says, what's the difference in the play in the Steelers-Pats game and when a player breaks a plane and then basically just drops the ball? All right, I'll do my best to explain this. If you're just running the football, all you have to do is break the plane. It's a touchdown.
Yep.
If you are making a catch, you have to complete the catch, and that means you have to survive going to the ground. So you can't just catch the ball, put it over the goal line.
Right.
You have to, if you're going to the ground. Now, if
you're not. It's the same rule if you're going out of bounds catching the ball versus if you're a runner and you run out of bounds.
Right.
If you're a runner and you run out of bounds, and as soon as you step out of bounds, you drop the ball, you're still down where you stepped out. Whereas a receiver has to finish, even out of bounds, has to finish that catch, which.
Again, and no one's saying that we like this rule. Okay.
No,
let me make
I hate
this
it.
Clear. But I'm doing my best to explain it because I think people are confused. But in the reality is, when he caught the ball, if he was running the ball and his knee was down and the ball was across the line, it would have been a touchdown even if the ball came out. But he had not completed the catch. And if you watch the play, you'll see that when he hits the ground, his left hand is on top of the ball. The ball's on the ground. That is an incomplete pass by the letter of the law. Now, you can argue that it's a stupid law, but catching a pass and crossing the line is completely different than running the ball and crossing the line. And we've seen this, go back to the Calvin Johnson play, which to me, that was the most egregious of all of them. The Dez play was pretty bad too, but Calvin Johnson catches that ball in the end zone, goes to the ground with one hand, and then, I mean, he had it for like, what, three steps, something ridiculous. And then the ball comes out, and it's an incomplete pass. I think that's ridiculous. In this case, this one wasn't even that bad, comparatively speaking. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Somebody, Brett says, the only thing worse than anger is ambivalence. As a diehard Texans fan, I spent Sunday afternoon getting a massage and doing some Christmas shopping.
People just don't care anymore, man.
Well, and I don't blame you. But I, I wound up sitting through the whole thing. But Saturday, I spent more. We finally finished Stranger Things, which, okay. I mean, it wasn't as good as the first year, I didn't think, but it was okay.
You didn't get on the Punisher. I just finished it.
We also started watching
I'm starting it tonight.
That's next on my list. We started watching that Sense8, which is, it's okay. I mean, it's kind of sci-fi, so you wouldn't like it. It's like not so bad that I want to eject, but it's not so good that I'm like, oh, God, I got to keep watching.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
Is it that guy from Will Grace on there? Is that show? I can't remember. I started something like that. Well, I can't remember the name of it.
It's the one where all these people are connected. Here's a spoiler alert.
Oh, the human centipede.
Something like no. Daryl Hannah blows her brains out in the first 2 minutes.
Wow.
There's your spoiler. And
they're all connected in the human centipede. I don't know if you've seen that.
No. This is more of a mental sort of weird thing.
Oh, not physically connected?
Well, I don't know. I'm only in season one. They may wind up physically connecting.
If they do, then that's a direct ripoff of the human centipede, right?
Well, yeah, but this is more of a mental thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Just drink your Carbach.
I love it. I love Carbach. And if you haven't made it out to their restaurant, you've got to get out there. They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Got a fantastic menu. I've been craving that Korean fried chicken. I'm going to go get some this week. It's on my things to do list this week. And everything you eat there pairs really well with your favorite Carbach beer. If you need an idea for a company holiday party, it's not too late. They're still available for private events. They've got an indoor area that can hold about 185 people. They've got an outdoor area that can hold even more. Come check them out today. And while you're there, hang out in the beer garden. They open at 2:30 Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. on Saturday, and noon on Sundays. You can hang out there, have a few beers, take a tour of the brewery if you're into that. Located right outside the 29610 interchange near the intersection of Mangum and Tacoma. And whatever you're doing this holiday, wherever you're out and about with friends and family, pick up your favorite Carbach beer and tell your bartender to please, please make it a Carbach.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Monday. A couple things before we get back to the sportsy stuff. Is it wrong of me that I want to steal Culture Maps Tiger?
Just take it.
That's kind of a badass tiger. I know I can't do it.
Whose is it?
I don't know. Belongs to someone. It would be stealing. Wouldn't that look cool on my desk, John?
I mean, would they even notice?
Yeah, they would notice. That's a badass tiger.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. That,
if somebody, if Bangy the Sex Bear disappeared, do you think we'd notice?
It would take us probably a couple days.
Yeah, but it'd be a couple days.
There's a potted plant like right there, right in front of you guys.
The poinsettia.
Yeah, the poinsettia. You should replace the tiger with the poinsettia.
That might work. We could do that.
This is funny that there's a potted plant right there.
Yeah, which...
That's for...
And a calendar.
That's for Fred Weinstein over here.
It's a potted plant. Well, I guarantee you the potted plant will not be getting the Weinstein treatment if I'm looking at that calendar to it.
A calendar.
That is a... I don't know where that came from, but that is the worst thing I've ever seen.
What is it?
It's a calendar. And it's like... I don't even know who does it. I don't want to say it because it's probably friends of somebody here. But you need to come in on the break, and it will not achieve what you want it to achieve, John.
Just like the magazine next to it, the Patrick Mahomes Cliff Kingsbury magazine?
Yeah. Yes, I can pretty much assure you it will let you down.
Okay.
Like, way down. But that's just me. You know, one thing that is better is the internet. You know why? Because AD heard us complaining about it. And then he redid the whole thing. So he's Mr. Wizard around here. And he does about 5,000 jobs.
Well, you know, all it takes is a diva complaining for a little while and we can get some things done around here. Maybe you guys should appreciate it when I start bitching about things on the air. It's the only way to get things done.
Well,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, because trust me, if I had just gone and knocked on AD's door, he would have left.
he's a good dude, and he's got a lot to handle around here, so appreciate him taking care of that and a lot of other things, especially while we're doing this whole build-out, move-in, everything thing. A lot of people still asking about what's the difference between this and this on the cat. Look, guys, I can't explain it any more simple than that, and I really... That's the most basic description I can give you. So if that's not good enough, I suggest you kind of maybe Google it, because I can't really, I don't know how else to put it. I thought I had explained it pretty well.
You explained it correctly.
And so, yeah. So I really don't know where else to go with it. So we talked about the playoffs a little bit with Lance, but we didn't really get into the details of how it's set up right now. And I think it's pretty... I think we're actually pretty clear at this point what can happen, right? I mean, the Patriots are probably the one seed.
More than likely.
I think they're going to win out. I'm pretty sure the Steelers are not going to lose to the Texans. So in the AFC...
Would it shock you, I mean, completely shock you if the Bills beat the Patriots?
No, especially...
Coming off the game they just had.
Although they are... I think they already had their... We're not going to show up game against the Dolphins.
Okay.
If that Dolphins game hadn't happened, if they'd beat the Dolphins, no, I would not be shocked if the Bills won this week. But, yeah, I would, especially in Foxborough. So, we actually thought about going to Buffalo for, they're having an outdoor game between the U.S. and Canada and the World Juniors on the 29th.
In hockey?
Yeah, so we thought about flying up there for
December 29th?
Yeah. I just decided I didn't want to be outside for that.
Yeah, who wants to do that?
Because last week scared me off. If it were like, if it were like Sunday, I'd be okay. But the week before, when they had the whole blizzard thing going, no.
That's why I don't mind going to NHL games, because I know, like, I'm sure on the ice it's cold, but in the stands it feels fine. It feels like it's a, like,
well, I almost remember
slightly cooler than when you're at an NBA game.
Well, when we were in New York for the Super Bowl. They had an outdoors game at Yankee Stadium with the Islanders and Rangers, and I thought about going, and then I looked outside and saw it was 26 degrees and said, no, I don't want to do that. So I went to a bar and watched it. But, all right, so Patriots 11-3, top seed. Steelers 11-3, 2 seed. Jacksonville right now, 3 seed. And we talked about the Jags' remaining schedule. They have 49ers and Titans.
The Steelers have the easiest remaining schedule. We agree?
Yes.
At Texans, home to Browns.
Yeah.
There's no chance the Steelers lose another
Steelers,
game.
Steelers are 13-3. It's done.
You can write it in ink.
In your notebook. Put it in your notebook.
Yeah. New England, they're home against the Bills and the Jets. They're not good teams, but they're not walkover games.
They're not Texans and Browns.
Right.
But I think,
mean, the Steelers literally have the two worst teams in the league left on their schedule.
Yeah. But I think the Patriots win both of those. So 13-3, 13-3.
Jags have Niners and Titans, both on the road.
Both winnable, but also both losable. I think they go 1-1.
But even if they do, they're still the 3 seed.
They're the 3 seed.
As long as the Patriots and Steelers win.
Which is what I think is going to happen. And I think the Jaguars finish 11-5, and they are the 3 seed.
The AFC West champion will be the 4 seed. Currently, Chiefs in the driver's seat. Chargers at 7-7. Raiders at 6-8. Now
the Chargers are done, though. They're essentially 2 games behind the Chiefs because they lost both games to them.
True, but if the Chargers win both games and the Chiefs lose both games,
who do the Chiefs have left?
The Chiefs have the Raiders have the Eagles and the Chargers left. I know that.
So they're
The Chiefs have Dolphins and Broncos at Denver.
Yeah, that Chiefs win the division.
You think so?
Yeah, they're going to win one of those two. And okay. One win does it.
Okay.
Right?
One win would do it.
Okay.
Yes.
So they win one of those two.
So that's your top four.
Okay.
I am penciling in Baltimore to the playoffs because after the Steelers, they may have the easiest remaining schedule. Home to the Colts and the Bengals.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Ravens, I know it's, you know, they've got their flaws for sure. If they win those games against the Colts and the Bengals, they will have finished the season on a 6-1 run. And their one loss would be a one-point loss at Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
In a game they easily could have won.
Right.
I don't say should have won, but easily could have won.
They could have, but they were in control of it, but they choked it away too.
So, and granted, in that 6-1 would be wins over Browns, Colts, and Texans. So it's not like, and Packers without Aaron Rodgers, it wouldn't be anything to write home about. But it's still 6-1 going into the playoffs. If they're able to do it, I think they're in. I tend to agree with Lance. I think Buffalo is going to be the last team in. I can't believe I'm saying it, and I don't think they have a chance to win a game. But I think they got a chance to get in.
So it'd be Ravens and Chiefs, right? And then Bills and Jaguars.
I don't know who would. It depends on who holds a tiebreaker between Buffalo and now. If Buffalo goes 1-1 and gets in,
yeah, well,
then it would be Bills. It'll be Bills and Jags, Ravens, Chiefs. Yeah,
yeah.
If the Bills go 2-0 and get in, they may be in over the Ravens.
They would be in over the Ravens, I believe.
Okay,
I got to double check that because that's going to change based on. Well, I think it affects the Titans more than it does anybody in terms of. Conference record.
The Titans of the teams that are trying to make the playoffs now have probably the worst schedule. They're home for both games, but they're home to the Rams and the Jags.
Now, the only possible saving grace is
the Jags won't be playing for anything.
That's it. Yeah, the Jags might not be playing for anything.
Almost assuredly. I mean, unless Pittsburgh.
Although Tennessee kick the crap out of them earlier in the year? I think they might want to come in there and.
They might.
Yeah. But I think. Bills at Jaguars would be an interesting game, and I think Ravens at Chiefs would be an interesting game.
Here's the thing.
Because the way the Bills play, they could hang around against the Jaguars.
Yeah.
They play a very similar style. They play good.
They just don't have as good of players.
They don't, but you make a few plays early, and then maybe Bortles makes a mistake, and all of a sudden you got a football game. That would be interesting to watch.
And then, so eliminated now, Dolphins, Jets, Bengals, Broncos, Texans, Colts, Browns. The Chargers are the Raiders are all but eliminated.
Yeah, I think they're not mathematically done, but they're realistically done.
It would take the Chiefs losing both their games and the Raiders winning both of their games, which I don't think is going to happen.
No.
Same for the Chargers. So really you're looking at Tennessee, Buffalo, and Baltimore for the last two spots.
Yeah.
And I just think the Titans' schedule is so much tougher.
Well, they're not playing very well, and Mariota's beat up.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why, and I thought he played he was extremely game yesterday, considering he was limping around, and he's got all kinds of problems going on. But, yeah, I think they're kind of up against it here, and I think the coaching staff, do you trust that coaching staff to go win those last two games?
Yeah.
And I don't. All right, guys, got to tell you about my man, Lawyer Dave. And if you were in an accident this weekend, you better dial Dave. Or if a loved one or a friend. And if anybody you know was in an accident, then I got to tell you, this is a guy to call. Car accident, truck accident, slip and fall, overtime claim. Give him a call for free legal advice. And if you don't know if you need a lawyer, well, you need to make the call because he'll tell you. Dave will be honest with you. He loves the blitzers. He'll tell you, hey, well, we can't help you. Or, yeah, you need a lawyer. And not only that, you need medical attention. Well, we're going to put you with a doctor. If you can't afford it, that's okay. They're going to put you with a doctor. And they're committed to your success. So if you've been injured and it's so difficult to focus on your medical treatment, well, you know what? That's what they do. They're going to deal with those insurance companies who are trying to screw you. They're going to get there and Dave is going to beat their butts because that's what he does. And you're going to get a specialized attorney who's going to deal with the insurance company so you can go on recovering. Don't wait. Give them a call today, 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900. Or go to LawyerDave.com and let them put your mind at rest. Been in an accident? Better dial Dave. Ooh, she said, lay me down.
answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I really wish you hadn't mentioned that office football pool we were in. Because I mean, I'm already steaming over the Colts because I felt like I was on the right side of that. And yeah. Then... that was the only game I missed. I was 4-1. If I hit that, I'm sharing the pool with Eric.
Yeah. Mine was Cowboys plus 3.5. I couldn't have got much closer.
I may have to bet the Falcons tonight, though.
I'm on the Falcons minus 6. I think it doesn't seem like Tampa's playing for anything. Atlanta's got a lot to play for.
We're at that point of the season where teams like Atlanta tend to just bend teams like Tampa over.
Yeah.
We saw it yesterday with Jacksonville. We saw it with the Vikings and the Bengals. I think it's a similar situation. I feel you can move on this game as if it's already been played.
Yeah.
All right, maybe not that much, but I like your chances with that one. So
Lamont says, I know it's a long shot and only done once in my lifetime because the Texans trade Bill O'Brien to get draft picks. What did the Raiders get Gruden from Tampa? The Raiders got 2 firsts and 2 seconds. I can't picture a world, though, where anyone values Bill O'Brien.
Trade him to the Browns and get your first-round pick back.
Yeah, right.
That I'm sure they'd do that, right? Because they're the Browns. I'm seeing minus 7 on Atlanta right now. I feel pretty good about that. Go ahead and punch a little ticket. I think the worst I do is push here.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Feel pretty good. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, this one you'll enjoy. 10 best under-the-radar NBA acquisitions in the offseason.
Okay.
Some of these, I don't know how under-the-radar they are. I want you to tell me if you think so, right? Victor Oladipo of the Pacers. Isn't that kind of semi-high profile? I don't know if you'd call it under the radar.
I don't think I would call it under the radar.
Okay, but a good pickup.
Yeah.
Enes Kanter to the Knicks.
He's, you know what? I thought it was a stupid move, but he's actually been better than I thought he would be on the defensive end. Like, he's better than I thought.
He's been a decent pickup for them.
Yeah.
So, but also kind of under the radar because we thought he would suck.
Yeah.
All right. Chris Dunn. Bulls.
Oh, you know I love Chris Dunn, and he's been playing pretty well in the starting lineup. He's a nice player. I'm glad to see him succeeding, and he's not just sort of the guy that got traded for Jimmy Butler anymore. He's pretty solid.
This one I think is a little too high profile. Taj Gibson to the Timberwolves
is sort of a high profile deal, but he's been a nice fit. You know, he's been a solid fit there with Carl Anthony Towns in the front court.
Yeah. I mean, I think he was a good pickup, but I think that was too high profile. Aaron Baines, Celtics.
He's definitely made the Celtics better rebounding. I still don't think he's a very good player, but he's a...
But that's an under-the-radar acquisition.
Yeah.
Here's one, and this is really why I did this whole list, because I've been saying this since they signed him, P.J. Tucker.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he is an awesome defender. He is, he's been the glue guy for this.
He and Mba Mute, who's hurt right now, is going to be out for a bit. But those guys do the dirty work, which you need when you've got all these gunners like they have.
Yeah.
And
Tucker doesn't care about his box score at the end of the night.
No.
He doesn't care if he hits any threes or like everybody else on this team.
No, he just goes out there and plays.
Yeah, he's a grinder. I like him.
See, this one I think is a little high profile too. Lou Williams.
Yeah, that's also not really under the radar. Yeah. But, okay. But it is his first time getting like real minutes. And he's actually played pretty well. Like starting type minutes, I mean. I don't mean real minutes. He's got real minutes before. He was sixth man of the year. But I mean like starter type minutes, he's played pretty well.
Here's an interesting one, because I think this was a guy that everybody thought very highly of, and then he kind of had the damaged goods reputation, and then now he's playing really well. Tariq Evans.
I hadn't really thought about him, but he's been pretty decent. That was a guy who was like...
Now we all gave up on him,
right? Yeah, he was a rookie of the year back in the day, and then just kind of stopped improving. And yeah, I'm with you. Everybody had kind of thrown that guy on a trash pile, and he's actually made something.
Okay, again, this one's too high profile, even though he's 36 years old. Zach Randolph to the Kings.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that. I would consider that under the radar, because who would have thought he'd have an impact?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, for him to be doing what he's doing at this age and especially because he basically took no money to go to Sacramento. They got him super cheap. He's been very nice.
Well, $12 million a year. I
mean, well, for someone who's been in the league.
But that's not right. No money.
Okay, compared to what Zach Randolph has normally made.
Yeah, but that's still...
It's still good money, obviously, but... Look at Zach Randolph's career in the NBA. It's got to be near the bottom of the salaries he's had. In
but he's
season.
Also a 36-year-old big man,
right?
And he's been in the league for 17 years. And finally, Thabo Sefolosha.
Always good defensively. I don't know. I honestly haven't watched a whole lot of Jazz. I've seen him maybe twice. So I've
seen him play the Rockets twice. Is all I've seen. So I can't really speak.
I'd be making up stories if I gave you a bunch of stuff on Thabo. But I always think he's always a good guy to have on your team. I feel like he's sort of like PJ Tucker. He's like a glue guy who does stuff that nobody else wants to do.
Yeah, basically I did that whole thing so I could praise PJ Tucker some more. Yeah, because I love that pickup. I think that's worked out so well for them. All right. 713-780-3776. Yeah, Lamont says, holy bleep, the Raiders got two firsts and two whatevers for Gruden. Oh my God. OB may be on the table. I'll give him to the Browns right now. Give back the first round pick. You can have him.
Oh, that's a deal.
And you know what? I'll even throw in.
But honestly, I mean, that's a high first round pick. You're not getting that, bro.
Of course you're not getting that, but I'm just saying.
I mean, you're being greedy.
Well, yeah, but greed is good, AJ. I'm always about greed. You know that.
A 2019 fourth round pick.
Dude, I'm always about ask for way more than you think you'll get. Because all they can do is say no, right?
That's like that Verizon commercial where they're like, oh, don't ask for a bunny. Ask for a pony, and then you can get a bunny.
Ask for bald Natalie Portman, and then you get something in between.
You get your wife. What do you mean, huh? You did all right.
I did all right, yeah. Not bald Natalie Portman.
Well, listen, but that's what you ask for, and then you...
Right, and then you settle.
Right. We all settle. Except me. I mean, I lucked out. By the way, that reminds me.
I lucked out, too.
Did you see Jong post on Facebook? You're engaged now, dude. You need to stop with the 4-year anniversary since we met thing, or official.
Yeah, we were Facebook official. No, we weren't Facebook official. We finally added each other on Facebook. It was one of those memories that popped up, and I was like, and this morning I was like, oh, okay, I'll share this.
That made me want to punch you when I saw you post that. Come on, dude. You're engaged. And by the way, once you're married, you're going to be glad to remember one date, like the date that you got married.
And her birthday. You need to remember that.
Yeah. But all this celebrating our first date, celebrating becoming Facebook official, you got to stop that now. You're setting yourself up for failure in the future.
We're not really celebrating it. I just wanted to acknowledge it. We're not celebrating
it. All right. Stop acknowledging it. Because, first of all, it's obnoxious. Secondly, you're not going to be able to keep that up forever. And if you didn't have Facebook, you wouldn't even know it. So stop pretending like you did know it. It's like me. I wouldn't know anybody's birthday if I didn't have Facebook. The only way I can say happy birthday to anyone is if I are on Facebook, which, by the way, is a good method for getting rid of your friends on Facebook, like dwindling your list. If it's not someone that you would like message happy birthday to on their birthday, you probably don't need them on your friends list. Just get rid of them. Purge.
Yeah, that's probably true. But no, I've pretty much figured out when your guys' birthdays are. Because, I mean, we've been doing this for 10 years together almost. So.
Right.
But, yeah. All right. Well,
all right.
Tell the people about Texas
Star. Yeah, about the grills, guys. Texas Star Grill Shop. They're having their annual holiday sale, and it's your grilling headquarters. In fact, the grill that I got there, which is a Pits and Spits pellet smoker, I bought a turkey today. that I'm going to smoke on Sunday for Thanksgiving. So I'm pretty stoked about that, smoking a turkey for the first time on my new Texas Star grill. And it's having good meat, good smoked meats around, good grilled meats always makes the holidays better. You can make a pecan smoked prime rib or a hickory smoked ham. If you're not sure what grill to get, come see the experts at Texas Star Grill Shop. They'll walk you through all the options and get the grill that's right for you. They've got all the wood pellet grills like Traeger, Memphis, Green Mountain, Pits and Spits is the one I got. They've got quick and easy gas grills from brands like Weber, Sabre, DCS, and Napoleon. If you like charcoal flavor, check out Kamado Joe, Primo, or the Weber Charcoal Center. If you want to build an outdoor kitchen, they have a ton of quality outdoor kitchen components. They can even help you design and build your very own outdoor kitchen. The store in Spring at 8905 Louetta, one of the largest displays of grills in the state. They've got tons of spices, grill accessories, wood, charcoal, and everything is below retail. They believe the expensive grill store is not a good business model. Free delivery and assembly on all the grills. Holiday sale. Stop by to see these exciting grills at Texas Star Grill Shop, 8905 Louetta or 2045 Southwest Freeway. That's the corner of Shepherd and 59 in Houston. TexasGrillShop.com. Texas Star Grill Shop. We've got your grill.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Celebrate the Astros World Series championship forever with the incredible audiobook History Earned, a retelling of the Astros' magical journey to the 2017 World Series title. Incredibly affordable at just $13.99 with $1 from every sale going to Hurricane Harvey relief. Narrated by SportsMap 94.1's own Charlie Polillo and written by Chris Campisi, it is a perfect gift for any Astros fan and easily downloadable to any laptop or smart device. Gift card options available. Go to historyearned.com and download your copy today. Let's do the Dumbass Report.
All right. Well, John said we don't have much time, so I've got two stories I'm going to let you choose. Now, you know what? I'm going to let you I'm not going to let you choose. I'm just going to give you this
one. Just go.
A man is getting 5 years in prison. A 27-year-old man was sentenced to 5 years after he was caught in a car with his date. His date was 11 years old.
Oh, God. That's sickening.
You know Roque Guerrero of Waterford Township, New Jersey, admitted to a count of child endangerment and will have to register as a sex offender under Megan's Law. Guerrero, who's subject to deportation, will also forfeit a pharmacy technician registration. Shortly before midnight in February, Hamilton police found a suspicious white vehicle behind the parking lot of a shopping plaza. Guerrero was in the car with an 11-year-old girl. Guerrero admitted that he was dating the girl, and the girl was also his relative.
Ah.
They were in the car to avoid having their relationship discovered. Guerrero admitted to police to having kissed and touched the girl.
That's bleeped up, man.
That is really, really messed up. Like, the dating the 11-year-old girl, that's like a 9 out of 10 on the weird scale.
Right.
She's related to you?
That's a 10.
That's a full 10. You're out of control. I would have, it would be less weird if he was doing meth.
Ugh.
So, well, that's a extremely shortened Dumbass Report. Did you say I've got a read here, John?
Pajama Gram.
Oh, okay. I thought I was done. All right. Good show, Fred. Happy birthday.
Thank you, man.
Enjoy your evening, my friend.
We will do it again tomorrow.
All right. Got to tell you about Pajama Gram. Go with something that she's going to like and you're going to like this Christmas, something that's going to make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footie by Pajama Gram. It's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold, and the Hoodie Footie is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footie pajamas, and head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footie styles at PajamaGram.com. If you're not into Hoodie Footie, that's cool. They got something for everyone. You're looking for something sexy maybe for your lady? They've got a ton of good stuff there at PajamaGram.com. You can go with the Sweet and Sexy gift set, which includes a Hoodie Footie and a Midnight Fantasy. You buy both today at PajamaGram.com, you'll save $40. No need to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas deliveries guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.